This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, he's on the road. He's been on the road. Gosh, it seems like forever.
Close to 3 months.
Yeah, he's been on the road in Australia forever. Have you crossed the continent?
Yes, I've basically completely circumnavigated Australia by car now. I've put on over 10,000 miles, driving to all Australian states except for Tasmania, which is an island off the coast. And I am now back in New South Wales, a little town called Tamora that has a world-class military aircraft museum in it.
So you can drive a right-hand side car?
It's really not that hard to do. I mean, the wheel is just on a different side of the car, and you drive on the opposite side of the road.
Are you driving one with automatic transmission?
Yes. And I've been told that the real danger is when you come back to the States and you forget.
Yeah. Which part of you forget how to drive in the States on the other side of the road? Or
exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. But I've never driven right-hand side.
I've had a good time.
Yeah.
And I've kept up writing some articles, as you've noticed.
So, anyway. Let's talk about what you've been writing. In Florida right now, they want to, they claim to only want to ban assault weapons, but of course we know better. So what's happening in Florida right now?
Well, it's really interesting because it's a difficult road for them to travel, but they're trying to get an initiative on the ballot in Florida to ban, they call them assault weapons, but as you know, that's a very fluid definition that's hard to do. It's mostly has to deal with just visual attributes of a particular firearm, cosmetic features. And so what they did in their definition is they just threw a very wide net to include all semi-automatic rifles or shotguns that have the capacity of holding more than 10 rounds. Well, most of the 22 rifles that have been produced and sold in the United States in probably the last 30 years are semi-automatic. I mean, there's plenty of bolts and pumps and such out there, but semi-automatics are by far the most popular. And they're almost all of them hold more than 10 rounds. And the initiative doesn't distinguish between tubular mag, fixed mag, detachable mag, whatever. It just calls them all feeding devices. So in this referendum, by definition, they include nearly all 22 semi-automatic rimfire rifles. And then they don't include pistols. And it's easy to understand why they don't include pistols, because pistols are very clearly protected under the Second Amendment because of Heller and later decisions. And pistols are very popular in Florida. There's about 2 million permits issued by Florida to carry concealed weapons, which normally is pistols. And yet, the people who wrote the initiative don't realize there's a lot of AR-15-type pistols.
That's funny, isn't it? That's funny.
And you look at a picture of an AR-15, it looks like a short AR-15 pistol. And it basically looks like a short AR-15 rifle.
Yeah.
They use the same magazines. They use the same ammunition. The capability is very slightly less and has some advantages than an AR-15 rifle. So the initiative, as far as I can see, accomplishes almost nothing in what they state they want to accomplish, which is to reduce the number of mass murders by firearm. It won't accomplish anything, but it will put a considerable amount of problems for legal firearms owners, and you have to wonder if that's what they really are aiming at. But it's a terribly thought-out initiative, but it's getting a fair amount of funding, and they already have 100,000 signatures, which is enough to get the Secretary of State to review the proposal and what the wording will be on the ballot. They need another over 600,000 more, 660-some thousand more, in order to get it on the ballot, and then they have to get 60% of the vote in the 2020 election. It all seems a very difficult road for them to travel, but they're working on it.
Of course they are. They're playing the long game. They always play the long game.
Well, and it depends on ignorance.
Yeah.
If you know anything about firearms and semi-automatic firearms, you realize this is just a terrible farce. But they're depending on the ignorance of voters and on the ability of money to buy votes through a supportive media. And I've seen that type of ballot initiative pass. It passed in Washington a few years ago. I think was it I-539 or 79, where you just had a huge amount of money thrown at the initiative. The media was completely in support of it and went so far as to hide obvious facts and distort the truth in many other cases. And with a compliant, supportive media and lots of money, you can pass these initiatives because there's a large number of voters out there that are ignorant about firearms.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? When they're trying to spread the propaganda, they're going after the people that are the low info voter, aren't they?
Absolutely they are. And with the tools that are now available through Google and Facebook, they can identify these voters. They can identify them by how they have posted, what they've looked at, and by identifying them, they target them very specifically through information they get from online, from Google and Facebook and others, and then they send them emails about the initiative that are extremely misleading, I would even say false, but which are targeted at getting an uninformed, emotional voter to the polls and voting. That is how they did it in Washington State.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a new era in these referendums. They were designed to give the voters a way to overrule the legislature. But billionaires have found out that they can buy referendum with the tools now at their disposal, and they're proceeding to do so.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. We're coming up on the first break. Dean has been on Australia now for about 3 months, and he's going to be coming home soon in about 2 weeks, I think it is. So
yeah,
I'm looking
down
forward
to 10 days now.
Yeah, getting short. So that I'm looking forward to just because it's nice to know he's on CONUS with me, because when I'm in the same room with him, I feel a little safer.
It's a little easier to make contact.
Yeah, yeah.
The United States.
This
is the technology.
We're going to have to talk. We're going to talk about that when we get back. But you can find the archive of stories that he has written at AmmoLand, nearly 3,000 of them. While he's been there, he's just been quite prolific. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, talking to Dean Weingarten. While you've been over there, they don't have the feral pig issue in Australia that they do in Texas, do they?
Well, actually, it's very similar. Both, well, Texas and Australia have huge feral pig problems. And they're not protected in either state. But in Australia, you pretty much have to get permission of the landowner. And the same in Texas, because Texas doesn't have a lot of public land. Most of their land is privately owned. But I presume you're talking about the article where Texas passed a law that did away with the requirement to get a license to hunt feral pigs in Texas.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was there. I've hunted pigs in Texas a couple of times. And you have to get a small game license. You have to have some type of hunting license from Texas in order to hunt feral pigs there. I guess if you were going to harvest the meat, there's some technicalities that have been pointed out to me that in certain circumstances you might not have needed a license. But when I went there, you had to buy a license, and you did. And it was a real pain because you're trying to help eradicate or at least minimize the effects of a very destructive feral pest, and yet the state requires you to buy a license to do it. Well, in this last Texas legislative session, the legislature said that doesn't make sense, and they removed the requirement to have a hunting license in order to hunt feral pigs in Texas. Now you just have to make a deal with the landowner. And many of them actually see the feral pigs as a profit center. May not be a big profit center, but they do make money from them. The only problem that has to be overcome is some are a little reluctant to allow unknown hunters on their property to hunt the pigs. So you may need to either pay a substantial amount or develop a good relationship.
Yeah. Now, prior to this, when you went hunting for feral pigs in Texas, did you actually have to harvest them, or could you just kill them and leave them where they lay? Or
you definitely could just leave them, and many people did. And the listeners may not know this, but as with many animals, feral pigs are cannibalistic, and if you leave a pig out in an area where there's a fair number of feral pigs, there won't be much left of it by the next morning.
Right.
The feral pigs eat their fallen pigs that have been killed in the area, and they just eat them, and there's not much left. So, but the smaller pigs, I'm told about 150 pounds on down, make good eating. And certainly the ones that I've harvested that we ate were excellent. They're much leaner than commercially raised pork, which you'd expect, and they were just delicious. But there's a lot of people who frown on eating feral pigs because they're worried about diseases. And here in Australia, they definitely, in some areas, they have brucellosis or parasites. And you need to be careful when you're field dressing them not to get body fluids into any cuts or open areas on your hands or body, and that, and then you have to cook them properly. So I would not expect any person listening to eat pork harvested from feral pigs that wasn't cooked properly. Don't eat it rare. You want to cook it very well. It can be very good eating, but you do want to be careful with it. Now I had a guide in Texas told me that he'd talked to a veterinarian there, and that they had not found a case of trichinosis in feral pigs for like 40 or 50 years where he was at. And so it varies quite a bit by location, I am sure.
But I've got to go do that.
Great.
I've never been pig hunting. I need to go hog hunting one time.
I would recommend it. They tend to be plentiful, so that, you know, where you hunt them, and they're a big game animal. It takes some skill to harvest them, and the ones that I shot tasted very good. And I've had a feral pig that was harvested in California, too. That was quite a while ago, but it was delicious as well.
Here in the States, I know that they have places you can take deer to be processed. Can you take feral pigs to them as well?
You certainly can. In Texas, there are places. And Texas has a provision in their law that you can donate pigs. You can donate any game that you've hunted. And some processors will process the meat for free. You have to find out which ones they are beforehand and deliver them to the processor, and then they'll process the meat and make it available to local charities. And I've known people who just took the pigs, you know, that they had killed and delivered them to people that they thought might want them, and those people were very grateful to get the pigs, and they processed them themselves, and I'm presuming they ended up on the barbecue somewhere.
How dangerous are they to hunt? As far as was there a likelihood of them turning the tables on you?
Well, I think the big boars could be dangerous, especially if you wound them. And they have tusks, and there are people that get cut by them. I haven't heard of people in the U.S. being killed, but it does happen on occasion. So you have to be careful. I was talking to a fellow who hunted, went pigging, as they call it, here in Australia. And because of the restrictions on firearms, a lot of the pig hunters here don't even use guns. They use dogs, and then they use knives to kill the pig, you know, big Bowie-type knives. And this fellow was from Ireland, and he was invited to go on a hunt, and they gave him the knife and told him to go ahead and kill the pig, which he did by stabbing it behind the shoulder.
Right.
With a big knife, while the dogs held onto it is the idea. Of course, if the dogs lose their grip just as you're getting up to the pig, it can be pretty dangerous.
Yeah. Let me get you a hold right there. We're coming into the next break. We'll be right back. My guest is, again, Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday, while delivering remarks on expanding health care coverage options for small businesses and workers, the president says the U.S. will never become a socialist country.
Socialist health care would crush American workers with higher taxes, long wait times, and far worse care. Their plan would eliminate Medicare as we know it, and terminate the private health insurance of 180 million Americans, and even more than that now. on my watch, we will never let that happen. We will never be a socialist country.
A Dayton, Ohio man was sentenced to 15 years in prison for trying to join ISIS. The man was convicted last year on charges of conspiracy and attempting to aid a terrorist organization. Prosecutors say the Jordanian citizen hatched a plot to fly to Syria and train with ISIS. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten. We were talking about hunting. I'm sort of curious. I was asked today if I am a hunter. And is it typical that with stuff that you hunt, I never see any of that for sale. Not rabbit, not deer, not none of that stuff. None of that stuff is ever for sale. Is that just forbidden?
Well, it's historical, and it's primarily in the United States. Around the rest of the world, game is commonly sold and purchased. But in the United States, because of our increasing population, and, of course, the effectiveness of modern firearms and other methods, game populations had been driven to historically low levels by about 1900 to 1910. And there just wasn't a lot of game around. There were very few deer, bison, or the American buffalo had been driven down to just a couple of hundred. Ducks were at much lower levels than they are today. And most of this was because of market hunting. That is, people who went out and hunted, shot game, killed game, and then sold it on the open market. And of course, there's no limit on that. If you want to make money, the more you kill and sell, the more money you make. So about 1900, and Teddy Roosevelt, you know, a famous president, was involved in passing and getting legislation that would limit the amount of hunting done to try to preserve game populations so that future generations would have something to hunt. And one of the big limits that they created was a prohibition on selling game commercially. And well, even privately. In just about all the states, it is illegal to hunt and then sell the game for profit. And so that's how it happened in the United States. You're not allowed to sell game that has been harvested for profit, because we just about drove many game populations, well, not to extinction, but down to very, very low levels. And the American people, and certainly Teddy Roosevelt and our representatives, worked hard to bring those game populations up so that people would be able to hunt in the future. And that's why we don't have commercial hunting or the sale of game in today's markets in the United States. Now, you'll see there's plenty of game for sale in Australia, New Zealand, and in Europe, but you won't see it in the United States.
Hmm. That's interesting. I had somebody approach me the other day wanting to know if I knew people that they could buy game from, and I didn't. And then when I asked the question, I was told that you can't. And the other part of it had to do with the FDA. Does the FDA not regulate this to a degree of any sort?
Well, it's not a question because it's not legal to do, so I don't think the FDA has ever been brought into it. But I know that in a number of states, they have regulations that cover the processing of game. For example, I mentioned Texas, and the game that's contributed to charity has to be processed by a licensed processor. So there is some regulation of how game is processed commercially. You know, when you pay to have it processed, or when it's donated to charity.
Right. Okay. That makes pretty good sense to me, I guess. I reckon. I just want that. That was something I've been wondering about a little bit. So I just wanted to ask about it. So
now, some game like deer that's raised on farms, some of that venison is sold on the market, and you can buy venison that's raised commercially that isn't necessarily hunted. So some of it is available.
Now, I haven't thought to look for that, but I mean, I guess in that particular case, the reason that somebody might, I know a lot of people that look at deer meat, for example, as being untouched by man, no additives, no chemicals and everything else. Would a deer that was raised commercially, would they then have those additives and chemicals and things?
I think this whole idea of, quote, nature is overdone. Additives are to be found in a lot of crops, and a lot of deer that are wild raid farms for crops. So, yeah, I think that you probably have less hormones, for example, in deer than you might have in cattle. But it's not something I worry about too much. But yes, I'd say a naturally harvested meat will tend to have less of whatever additives you're concerned with.
Well, I'm not that concerned with it myself. I mean, I know some people
are. Some people are.
Some people
are very concerned.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of them, but there are numerous people who are.
When you hunt, feral pigs, what is your weapon of choice to hunt them with?
Well, I think you can, just about any reasonable centerfire firearm will work, and certainly a fair number have even been killed with rimfires, though I wouldn't recommend that. It's pretty... You have to have very, very precise shot placement. I think a pig is harder to kill with a rimfire than, say, a deer. But most centerfire rifles would work. People will say they have good luck with the 223. Any 243 on up works. The last one I shot, I have to admit, it was probably overgunned. I used a 338 Win Mag. But I hadn't shot anything with that rifle, so I wanted to try it out.
Well, I've got this Ruger Scout, Gunsight Scout rifle, and I want to try this gun out. And I've been thinking maybe Hogs would be a good way to go.
A 308 would be a perfectly suitable caliber for hunting pigs with. I think it'd be a great gun. Yeah, take that wherever you're going, and you'll probably have excellent luck on pigs with it.
I want to talk about that when we get back, simply because I've never asked you about this. I want to say, because I don't know that much about the development of it. Maybe you do, and I'd like to hear about that. Do you?
I know a little bit, mostly what I've read from Jeff Cooper, and I.
That's more than me, son. That's more than me. So we'll get on that when we get back. Now we're coming up on the break. Right now, he's about 10 days out from coming back home to Arizona, I guess, to Yuma. That's where you hail from, right?
Yeah, that's where I'll start. But I've got a lot of places to go in the United States when I get back.
And a lot of writing to do. Now, Dean is a
I'm looking forward to that. Writing out of hotel rooms is not as fun.
I gotcha. So we're looking forward to that when he gets back. You can find a repository of his stories at AmmoLand, nearly 3,000 of them. And, of course, they've been reprinted all over the place. If things that start out at AmmoLand as an aggregator, they go out there and they go just crazy. They get picked up by everybody. So Dean is a very well-traveled writer. His pieces have shown up all over the world, and, of course, so is he. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We've gotten to the point now to where I had never thought to ask him about this before, but Dean, can tell me what you know about the scout rifle concept.
Well, Jeff Cooper, you know, famous gun writer, military man, and innovator of pistol techniques, thought that he could improve on the rifles that were available for general purpose use. I mean, everything from survival situations to hunting to low-level military conflict. And one of the things that he thought would be a good idea is moving the scope from over the rifle action to forward, about where the rear sight is often placed, and using a long eye relief scope, and then having the rifle very light. He wanted a rifle less than 6.6 pounds altogether, 3 kilograms, and he wanted it in a powerful enough caliber that it could be used all over the world in most situations, from hunting to military. And so he settled on the 308 Winchester or 7.62 by 51 NATO, essentially the same cartridge. And in addition, by freeing up the action, the rifle would use magazines, I think 10 rounds is what he had on there, but
right.
It also opened the possibility of feeding the rifle from the top and even with a stripper clips occasionally. So, and then you also had a sling on the rifle to allow you to carry it a number of different ways and also use the sling as a means of extra support when firing. And it had the ability to accept a bipod, so that you could get good support from a prone position and make hits at a fairly long distance. And the rifle was originally, they were produced by Steyr in Austria, I believe. and they were available both in 308, and then they made a, I think it was a Scout 376 caliber for bigger, heavier game, and they proved moderately popular. Recently, other manufacturers, such as Ruger, have taken up the concept. It's hard to get a rifle and scope and sling combination that meet all this criteria and also are less than 6.6 pounds.
I know.
So you find that the modern scout rifles are usually a little heavier, about 7, 7.5 pounds for everything. But still, the idea of a light, handy, powerful rifle, good for a whole lot of different uses, is a powerful one, and people have, it's proved moderately popular. And it works pretty well. I've handled a couple of different scout type rifles. I have to say I had a chance to buy the 376 variety a few years back on sale from a distributor, and I didn't. I kind of regret not getting it because it's a unique, very useful rifle for a lot of different purposes.
Yeah. The one I have, I've the Ruger Gunsight Scout. I like it. I've never tried one of the Steyrs. I have a thumb hole stock on it that is a little bit lighter than the Boyd's gun stocks, the At One. This is the thumb hole At One. I sent a Boyd's gun stock for the scout rifle to a guy named Andy Langlois. Do you know him?
No, I can't say that I do. I hate to admit it, but I don't.
He's the one that made the Rhodesian slings for Colonel Cooper.
Oh, okay.
So he's got one of those, and he says, well, it is heavier, and the purists will not like that very much, but I sort of like it.
But what? How much did it end up weighing, do you know?
I really don't. I think it might have been between 8, 8.5 pounds with that, and that was without a scope.
That's a little heavier, but it helps with recoil, too.
Well, what it does and what makes that particular stock a little heavier, it has an adjustable comb and length of pull on it. So especially for somebody that might put a riser on an optic on a long eye relief, you can actually line your eye up with this stock a lot easier than you can just a regular old stock.
Well, and that makes sense. I mean, the stock should be designed to work reasonably well with optics. And then the original Scout concept also had a folding peep sight at the rear as auxiliary sights. They weren't meant to be used all the time. But if your scope was disabled somehow, it doesn't happen much anymore with good scopes. But I've had a couple of instances throughout my life where the scope was suddenly full of fog and, you know, it wasn't easy to see through it to shoot. So I don't know if yours has an auxiliary peep sight on it, but the stock would have to be designed so that it would work with either, but probably easier with the scope. You know what, there's about 3/4 of an inch difference in line of sight between the two.
Now, Mr. Langlois, he lives just over the state line from me, and he wants to train with me and teach me the ways of the scout because I don't know anything about it. I shot a video of us shooting the scout, and all of the scout rifle guys sort of ripped me up. So,
I think great idea.
What would be the scope that you would recommend for that particular weapon?
Oh, man. There's a lot of different long eye relief scopes out there. And, it's hard for me to remember all the exact nomenclature on them. But I did get a loopholed long eye relief scope for a colleague here in Australia, and he was quite happy with it.
Right.
I think it was a 2-7, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Would a guy like the scout rifle with that be
long eye relief? And the loophole makes good scopes.
Yeah. Would a gun like the scout be allowed in Australia?
Oh, yes. Yeah, in fact, he had a scout. He had a Ruger scout rifle was what he wanted the scope for, and he was in 308, and he was quite pleased with it. I believe that he had even used it hunting pigs a few years ago with a helicopter that they had at the time. But I can't be sure if that was the rifle used. And it was a number of years ago. It probably would have been 10, 15 years ago, before I came to Australia. And, he recalled hunting feral pigs in Australia out of a helicopter and, that they would be able to kill up to 100 a night.
100 a night.
100 wild pigs in a night using a helicopter and a rifle.
So what do you do with 100 wild pigs that you kill?
Well, they wouldn't eat them. They were just pests that they were trying to keep from damaging crops. And,
gotcha.
In this particular setup that I know about, I don't want to give out names, their crop is extremely susceptible to any dirt being in the final product. You can't export this crop if there is over just a minuscule amount, I mean parts per million of dirt in the product. And the pigs, of course, they get into a crop, they root around, and it makes it hard to harvest without getting dirt in. So it's a real serious problem.
Right. We are about to...
They kill a lot of pigs, and they are... people hunt pigs from helicopter in Texas as well.
Yes, I know the guys that do. I think they call themselves SWAT or something like that. I'm about to run out of time. So... I guess we're going to do this one more week before you head stateside, so I look forward to that.
Very good. I should be able to. I should be back in a more settled position by then, and it should be easier.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Likewise. And back again on Monday, and between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.